Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, I'm over here in Today FM's offices. I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Dublin City. I'm living in Dublin. And I've seen nothing but rain, sunshine, freezing temperatures, not a drop of snow. Not the same in Limerick. Absolutely phenomenal snowfalls across a lot of counties, and we keep hearing the weather updates from our newsroom and Ben talking about it getting down to -8, but there's still snow falling all around the country, and particularly in Limerick, where Servatius Antonius and his brother Paulus have built something incredible. It's called Big Bill, and it's a 23-foot tall snowman. Servatius is on the phone there. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm not bad at all. Congratulations on an incredible creation.
Yeah, you're welcome.
tell me, so who built it? Was it you and Paulus or a few of your friends as well?
Yeah, so basically it started with my brother. We saw him at there and we were like, whoa, the amount of snow that's going to fall is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we were like, you know what? If it's going to be as much snow as it was in 2018 for Beasts from the East, we're like, you know what? We make another snowman, because we made a 15-footer, like that was it. Yeah, 15-footer back in 2018.
So you've got form, as they say.
Yeah. So and then my brother was like, do you want to make another one and beat the one in 2018? I was like, you know what? If we see the snow tomorrow, we're gonna try and beat him. And then we saw the snow, and Dave, it was unbelievable. We're like, yes, let's do it.
Yeah, because I've seen the videos of other people's back gardens in that neck of the woods. I mean, you're talking about like 4-foot snowfalls, 5-foot snowfalls, and as Alan from Carlow Weather was telling us on Monday, it's that wet, heavy snow, which is unbelievable for making snowmen. So you got to work with Paulus and a few of your friends, and you decided to go as big as you could.
Yeah, literally, we started 11, and my brother and I started first, and then with giant snowballs, and to the point that we couldn't even like carry, roll them anymore. And then we got like 8 of them all together, and then we're like, how are we going to make the base even higher?
Yeah.
And we just started stacking smaller and smaller snowballs. And slowly, as we went towards the top, the snowballs kept going smaller, because obviously you can't lift huge balls of snow.
And I see, like, so you kindly have sent us videos as well as the pictures. If you check out at Today FM on all social media, you'll see the videos and the photos of the snowman, which is unreal. But you needed a ladder to get up, because it is 23 feet in the sky.
Yeah. So when we got to like the main base, which is like around 2 to 3 meters, we went to the second body, and I was like, how am I going to go on top of there? So I was like, right, I'm going to use the ladder. And then when we got the ladder, it was fine. And then, but we had to extend the ladder each time. And then I got to just one point that the ladder is already nearly 15 feet. And then we were like, how are we going to do the head? And I just tried to be brave, I literally punched my hand into the snowman's head so I could stay anchored while my brothers and my friends, Chris and Johnny, were kept throwing snowballs at me, and I just continuously stacked and stacked and stacked.
Oh, that's incredible. So you were literally gripping on the inside of Big Bill's snowman's head to stay there. That's so good. Now, obviously with the temperatures the way they are, I presume Big Bill is still standing.
Big Bill is standing, however, his head did fall off.
Oh, did it get it back on?
We were kind of like, you know what, after 5 hours,
yeah.
You know what, Big Bill, I'm sorry, but I'm not reviving you.
No, let nature take its course at this point. Oh, that's unreal. So the head is off, but like the pictures are just absolutely unbelievable. And as you said, the fact that you did this before as a 15-footer and now you've done it as a 23-footer, I mean, do you know... Is this the biggest snowman currently or / ever in Ireland?
You know, that's one thing I'm wondering as well, Dave. I'm kind of like, I was looking at photos and I was like, or like just on the internet in general, I was kind of like, I actually can't find a snowman bigger than the one we made. So we're hoping that we actually broke a record. We can say we broke a record for something.
Yes. Let's see. Has anyone got any photographic evidence of a snowman at least as big, if not bigger, than 23 feet? I doubt it. I doubt it, surprise. I think you're safe. And listen, you know what you should do? Is you should get in contact with Guinness World Records. They will...
You know what? Might.
Seriously. I mean, like, get them fly across, if they can fly in the snow. Get them to measure it and do all the official stuff, and then you'll have a record on your wall for the rest of your days.
I know. You know what? What's annoying is the fact that when we were measuring it, we should have taken a photo of the exact measurement, because you know what? In the photos don't do justice. When we were done with the nose, the traffic cone, we were like, whoa.
Well, that's how big it is. Usually it's a carrot for a nose. You used a traffic cone for a nose. That'll give people an idea.
The aim was to build a snowman where the nose was the traffic cone.
Yes. Well, you certainly managed that, and it is absolutely amazing. It looks brilliant. And the picture of, I don't know who it is beside the snowman, but a person beside the snowman gives you an idea of the scale of this thing. Bill is absolutely enormous.
Oh, it was huge, yeah. And you know, the one in 2018 was a bit skinnier.
Yes.
He's an
imposing snowman, as Bill. Well, Servadius, you and Paulus and your mates who did it, it's an absolutely brilliant achievement. Congratulations. Best use of your time ever, I think. And hopefully you'll end up with a Guinness World Record. That would be incredible. Thanks a million for taking the time and sending on the photos and videos and all.
Yeah, cheers, Dave. No problem.
All right, mind yourself. See you later. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.